Announcing from every hilltop, the gospel of Christ. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Take a moment now and join us as we unleash the riches of God's Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is comforting his disciples because of something he had just said. Just about the Jerusalem temple, that not one stone shall be left there upon another. Josephus records that these stones were massive stones, 35 feet each. Jesus had said, "See, your house is left to you desolate." As he goes and sits on the Mount of Olives, the disciples want to understand this. "Do you mean this temple, Lord?" The powerful temple that symbolized Israel and the presence of God among them, Jesus spoke of its utter destruction. So they come up to Jesus and they want to know, when will these things be, Lord, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Those are two separate issues. When will the destruction of the temple happen, and when will you come? Jesus here in Matthew 24 is answering that by combining elements and answers to both questions to show us that the Jerusalem destruction that happened in AD 70 is a pattern, is something that will foreshadow the end of the world, all with the call that Jesus is going to give, be ready. So we can learn a lot from this, as we have this week, as these signs that show and tell us that he is coming. There are signs of the end. And that is what he rehearses here. And let me just say, it's so important because we seem to be living in a world that is falling into chaos and ruin. Who here is not affected by the videos of the utter destruction in Japan and the tsunamis and the death toll in the thousands? We see wars and rumors of wars. We see the world in upheaval. Dare I chronologically stack up all the recent disasters such as Haiti and Katrina? And what of all the nations in political and economic chaos? Libya and Egypt. All across the world we're seeing these things happen. And here Jesus says, the love of many will grow cold because lawlessness abounds. In the past months, we have been obsessed with Hollywood stars and their perversities. Then we turn to the Christian world. We've got people predicting the end of the world is going to happen on May 21. We've got all these things going on, these predictions. Jesus is here dealing with this, and in verses 4 through 14, he provides a series of signs. "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrow." Sorrow. So Jesus here warns about this, and he tells us what is going to happen. And he's comforting discouraged sheep that none of what is happening is apart from Christ's plan, but he's waking up those who've been sleeping through their Christianity, not taking the call seriously and falling asleep, not watching or praying. So this is a very strong passage here of what our Lord is doing to wake up people. And he likens what's going to happen. He explains this as birth pains that come upon a pregnant woman. Now that's a very interesting choice of words. That just like when a woman is giving birth, before this happened, the pains intensify, so too, before Christ comes, Jesus is saying, you're not going to know the day nor the hour, but you can look and see that it's close by the level of intensification of all these things. Throughout history, we've had earthquakes. I mean, in 1755, in Lisbon, Portugal, 60,000 people died in one earthquake. And we've seen these things happen over and over again. So here we are in 2011. What can we expect? Jesus says, be ready, because we do not know the day nor the hour. So in verses 9 through 14, Jesus is preparing his disciples by describing the awful persecution that will come. People will be handed over and put to death for Jesus Christ, for holding and believing to Jesus Christ. Happens all the time today. But he says something here that we have to really be aware of. Focused on this yesterday, want to focus on it again today. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. Cold. That's my great concern. In a society that becomes filled with so much sin, this is what happens. You know, Jesus makes a comparison here as to the days of Noah, so it will be the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. You know, isn't that just the kind of setting that could happen today? You know, before Noah's flood happened, there was a massive population explosion. Men began to grow on the face of the earth. The population grew so great, the wickedness spread over the earth so great, it almost crushed God's people. You know, Jesus is alluding to that here in Matthew chapter 24. Things will be so bad that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. What does that tell you? We've never seen a population explosion in the last 100 years. It's been unparalleled in history. Over 6 billion people on the face of the earth. And what does that say? With all of that comes an increase of wickedness. Look at Hollywood. Look at the perversities. Look at what's going on. Look at what's tolerated today. Jesus is saying, because this becomes so rampant, because this becomes so commonplace, people are totally desensitized to it, the love of many for the Lord will grow cold. That is a warning. Jesus says, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. That's the mark of the Christian. Jesus has promised he will persevere his own to the end. He's made that promise. Do not fear, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But there is, yes, in our sanctification, a very solemn and serious responsibility to hold fast to the word, to persevere in the word, to endure. Endurance is a very strong teaching in the Bible for the Christian life. Enduring, holding fast, not wavering, not being like a man who looks in the mirror and forgets what he looks like. So after teaching what to expect, what's the final thing Jesus does? He answers something they didn't ask. What should we do? What should we be doing? How should we be ready? What do we need to be doing that shows our readiness for what is soon to come? In verse 36, Jesus states very clearly, "No one knows the day nor the hour, not the angels in heaven, but only the Father, only." He doesn't want us to know the day nor the hour. Why? Because he wants us to live ready as if he were to come today. How do I be ready? Jesus says, "Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. But if his master says in his heart, my master delays his coming, and he begins to beat his fellow servant and to eat and to drink and to get drunk, he's going to come when he's not aware." And Jesus says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He's describing people who take ease in this life, who don't take seriously the calls to believe, who aren't ready. You probably know that Martin Luther once said that if he knew that the Lord was going to come tomorrow, he said, "If I believe the world were to end tomorrow, I would still plant a tree today." That is the perspective, isn't it? I've got work to do today. There's one sign that speaks to this. It's the sign that Jesus calls us to be active with. In verse 14, he says, "The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." That's where our focus needs to be. all of our efforts on advancing the gospel to the ends of the earth. That's why we do radio. That's why here in the Linden URC, we have a conviction to bring the radio to you, to announce the gospel to you, that you would come into the church, that you would believe, that those Christians out there would be strengthened as they hear, but that we announce Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, the only way, truth, and life, the salvation. Jesus says that's what we should be doing. The sign that he is coming is what Christians are a part of now, the ministry and advancement of the gospel to the ends of the earth. Your life and my life, dear listener, should be witnesses if you're a Christian to those around you. The best way is to watch your life so that your love doesn't grow cold and to be about the service and work of the Lord and seeking to get out the gospel. Remember that the patience of the Lord means salvation. He's not slow in giving us the promise. He's not slow in giving us the new heavens and the new earth where righteousness dwells. Christ wants the disciples to understand this. It's the Father's good pleasure to give Christians the kingdom. But recognize that all this turmoil, all this persecution, all these sorrows, all these famines, earthquakes, wars, and rumors of wars, and all these things in various places of the earth have to happen. Why? Because history has always proved that these things, as awful as they are, have a strange way of strengthening the church. Persecution has pruned and strengthened true believers. Famines and earthquakes have drawn out repentance and opened the doors for the gospel to have an impact all over the earth. The long-suffering of God, the long-suffering of God in not bringing about the ultimate earthquake yet, the final judgment day, is telling us that there still are elect who have not yet come in. That's what Jesus here teaches in Matthew 24. So Jesus is saying of what the biblical writers under the inspiration of the Spirit followed Christ's teachings and saying, now is the high time to wake up out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry, not in drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Jesus is saying, no matter what happens in this world, when everything seems to fall apart, do not fear, says Jesus. I'm in control. I'm authoring the future, he says. Jesus says he's the Lord of history. He's promised that not one sheep will be plucked from his hand. Not one. Don't forget what he says here. I will send my angels, verse 31, with the sound of a great trumpet. They will gather together the elect from the four winds of heaven, from one end of heaven to the other. So, dear disciples of Christ, be ready. And remember, you're not a believer today. Today's the day of salvation. Come to Christ. Believe in him and escape the wrath to come. To him who is able, quoting Jude, to keep you from stumbling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. We promise to preach the Word of God, not tickle your ears, not entertain you, but preach this Word to you in season and out of season. Join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. Visit us on the web, lindenurc.com. So grateful you've tuned in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.